You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I had a little chat to spin-off editor Duncan Grieve about the crowdfunding campaign that the spin-off launched last year, which has already commissioned incredible pieces such as the Pavement Stories. If you haven't read that, definitely go check that out on the spin-off. But Duncan starts by explaining to me kind of the progress of the campaign, how it's going so far, and why this kind of journalism, this long-form investigative journalism, is of critical importance right now.
I think because by their very nature, investigative stories take a long while to come through. There's complexities to them which are very time and resource intensive and, you know, hard to fund and to justify in some ways if you're just doing a kind of a pure economic analysis of them. And so, you know, for example, with the Pavement story, that was in process for over 5 months. Yeah, it's the kind of work that we think is, you know, right up there in terms of what you can do with journalism and at its most powerful. And so, you know, it's a real privilege for us that we were able to do it. And the only reason we could do it is because we have this fund available.
And obviously, the Pavement Stories is one of the pieces of journalism that has been launched through this campaign. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the sort of the main one. We also funded a couple of excellent pieces from David Farrier looking into the terrible foundation and its quite outlandish claims to have made a sort of a world-beating AI from a small shop in Christchurch. But the Pavement Story, which is just incredibly complex, required, you know, there are sensitivities when reporting on sexual harassment and abuse stories that are that make them very, yeah, they're kind of unique in a lot of ways. And Noel and Alex, you know, took the time and reported it very rigorously, and I think the story and the response to it sort of shows the worth of that.
And you know, you say that they reported on it rigorously, and this is obviously a huge issue, not just because of the Pavement Stories, but because of the sexual harassment that went on, and that requires a lot of you know, a tentative sort of approach to it. Why is it so important that we have journalism like this that is, you know, that is holistic and that is investigated properly?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where, for a certain segment of the population, and for most women, in fact, it's an unfortunate reality that is sort of widely known. But I think there has been a tendency to minimise or to doubt, and the process of reporting in that depth of showing that, you know, a lot of the normal journalistic techniques of, you know, backing up allegations with multiple sources where possible, you know, they still apply. I think that's part of it. There are obviously where there are allegations of abuse, and particularly where you're planning to name the perpetrators of that, you know, there are just extra layers to that. There are, you know, for example, one of the big things that made it a more time-consuming and more costly exercise, and it's absolutely fundamental to being able to do this work, is there's significant legal costs associated with it. And we're fortunate to have a law firm that we work with who give us a very friendly rate. But you know, the cost, it's still, you know, far more than you would rationally spend on a story unless you had this extra kind of source of funding.
So I guess sort of to give context to this, you know, what if people do really support this sort of journalism, how can they support it, you know, in a financial way?
Yeah, so if you go to our site, there's a banner along the top of it, and at the foot of each story, which talks about the long-form fund. And it's it's run by Press Patron, which is actually a really interesting New Zealand startup in and of itself. They take a very small cut to cover operations, but the vast bulk of it goes directly to us, and you can make either a one-off payment or a sort of monthly subscription style payment. And ultimately, we ring fence that money as it comes in. It's every cent of it is spent on either journalism, legal fees, travel, whatever costs are associated with these stories. So it's not a sort of that as if it goes into sort of some general kind of fund. We want to honour the sort of intention of it, and it's for people to know that this money is all goes towards this really important work.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.